What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, starting out an amazing week. Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this beautiful Monday, August 29th. Can you believe September's around the corner? Just crazy. Just got back from an amazing weekend in Connecticut with Pastor Jamie Dixon and myself, and just so excited for what God's doing. There's going to be a big fall coming up in your life. I believe it. We're going to jump in. Today's devotional is called If You Are a Son. Of course, the scripture is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except which is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. But with this temptation, he'll also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. If you have a relationship with God, it's going to be tested. Through trials and tribulations, we grow, and the kingdom is advanced. Everything God has spoken through his word to you has been tested and proven to be true. So when you're being tested, ask yourself two questions. First, what did God say? When Eve was tempted in the garden in Genesis 3, the devil questioned what God really said. You need to devour the word of God so that you will know for certain what God has said before the testing comes. The second question you want to ask yourself is, who am I? When Jesus was tempted in Luke 4, the devil challenged him. His sonship is really what he was going after. He wanted to get Jesus to doubt his relationship with God and operate independently from the Father. You need to have confidence that you're the child of God before the testing comes. And if you're insecure and fearful, you will fall into temptation, the devil's snares. But if you've settled these two questions before the testing comes, you will certainly overcome. And then I put read Genesis 3 and Luke 4 and just see the difference, you know? I will tell you right now that testing is going to come to everybody. And identity is something, man. You know, identity is something that you're going to have to settle. Because think about children. Think about a son and a daughter. We have a friend that just adopted somebody from another country. So it was an adoption. But this person was an orphan. They didn't have a mom or dad. You know, this person acted differently. They sit at the dinner table, try to hide and steal things because they don't know they're ever going to get it again. And they got to almost reteach the orphan. It's okay. We have more food. You're going to have more silverware. Don't worry. You're going to be another tablecloth. Orphans act differently. When you don't understand your parents, you're always living unstable. You're always at the end of the chair, right? You're not sure when your next meal's going to come or what's going to happen to you. And so it's easy as children of God to kind of embrace this, like, this orphan mentality, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of times our jacked up childhood puts a weird reflection towards the Lord in this, right? But the truth is, if we understand who we belong to, like if we understand that we're a son and daughter of God, then we live differently. Right? More confidence comes when you know your dad's there, right? I don't know about you, but I have, you know, I probably pay for most meals in my life. Like, I bless everybody that I'm basically eating with sometimes. So, but if you had a dad with a lot of money and you're going to a nice restaurant, and you know, dad's paying, you feel a little different. You know what I mean? You're not quite checking out the price anymore. You know, dad's going to take care of the bill. Maybe you get an appy. Oh, today I'm feeling the dessert. Yeah, I bet you are. Because you know the meal's going to be taken care of. You live differently. You act differently knowing that everything's going to be taken care of. And I'm going to tell you right now, same thing with faith. I'm not wondering if God's going to answer prayers. He may not do it on your timeline. It's coming. I'm not wondering if God's for me or with me. Like, no, I know he's with me. You may go through seasons you're wondering where he is. He's with you. You may go through situations you're wondering how he's going to come through. He will. But everything's determined by you understanding your position. And if you understand your position, you live differently. And so today, the reality is, you've got to answer those two questions. Who am I? What has he said? And that's what the devil tempted Jesus with, right? If you go all the way back to Genesis 3, God said, don't eat of this tree. The devil said, are you sure he said this tree? Devil's going to always try to get you to question the word. Always. What did he really say? Nah, maybe he didn't mean this. Maybe he only meant for a season. Are you sure he really said this? The devil's always going to get, if he can just get you to question what God said, then he gets you off enough to be misled. And then secondly, the Lord was being tempted in the desert. He's in the wilderness. He said, if you're the son of God, do this. If you're the son of God, do this. If you're the son of God, do this. What was he trying to do? Get Jesus to operate independently from the Father. He was hoping that Jesus didn't know who he was. And so when the devil came and tricked him, he was like, oh man, I really am not the son of God. I better perform for it. No, we don't operate for love. We operate from love. We're not here to try to get favor. We have favor. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. But sometimes you need to be reminded. Because it's easy for you and I to fall into striving, to fall into trying to earn something that he already paid for. We cannot going to do that. Dead Christianity, fruitless striving is like the mantra of dead religion. Work for something he's already given you. Earn your love for something that he's already given you. Now, we're going to receive by faith what he's given me on the cross. That love, that peace, that joy, we're just going to receive it and walk in it. And so today, answer those two questions. What has God said to you? I'm not asking you if the devil's confusing that talk. What has he said? Then you better do it. And number two, who are you? You don't got to run around here proving yourself. You ain't got to run around here if you're the son. No, I am the son. If you're the daughter, no, I am the daughter. And when you live with those two realities, man, life is a little bit different for you. And so today we got to obey the word of the Lord. Not the word of the haters, not the word of the naysayers, not the people that are confused, but we got to obey the word of the Lord. And when we obey God's word, everything changes in our life. So today, you know, read Genesis 3, read Luke 4, and realize that God's with you. And like I said in Corinthians, he's never going to let you be tempted beyond. There's always going to be a way out. No matter what you're facing today, God's with you. No matter how bleak it looks, hope's coming. God has died on the cross to give you freedom and to answer every prayer, whether you see it or not. That's what faith is. So today we believe, even though we don't see, and we know, even though the devil's trying to lie to us. So Father, I pray for every person today that they would have an understanding of their sonship and position with you. In Jesus' name, come on, church. Amen. Come on, friends. Amen. Let's go. So great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.